Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk, and there's more at the website allbook-books.com. So this is not a book review, but a book preview. A book that I was ready to buy, but it's not available till next year. It's called Cobalt Red. I learned of this by watching a Joe Rogan interview with a gentleman named Siddharth Kara, K-A-R-A. His book is Cobalt Red, How the Blood of the Congo Powers Our Lives. So this is a specific example of, as I've mentioned before, one of my all-time top books by Eduardo Galeano, Open Veins of Latin America, 5 Centuries of the Pillage of a Continent. This is specifically in the Congo and about cobalt. Let's see, one blurb says, Cobalt Red is the searing first ever expose of the immense toll taken on the people and environment of the Democratic Republic of the Congo by cobalt mining, as told through the testimonies of the Congolese people themselves. Activist and researcher Siddharth Kara has traveled deep into cobalt territory to document the testimonies of the people living, working, and dying for cobalt. To uncover the truth about brutal mining practices, Kara investigated militia-controlled mining areas, traced the supply chain of child-mined cobalt from toxic pit to consumer-facing tech giants, and gathered shocking testimonies of people who endure immense suffering and even die mining cobalt. Cobalt is an essential component to every lithium-ion rechargeable battery made today. The batteries that power our smartphones, tablets, laptops, and electric vehicles. Roughly 75% of the world's supply of cobalt is mined in the Congo, often by peasants and children in subhuman conditions. Billions of people in the world cannot conduct their daily lives without participating in a human rights and environmental catastrophe in the Congo. In this stark and crucial book, Kara argues that we must all care about what is happening in the Congo because we are all implicated. Also, Bed Bath & Beyond, nothing against them personally, but when I was looking for a new vacuum, I can't remember, maybe I got one that didn't have the lithium battery, but all of them have the lithium battery virtually. And another blurb, Kara is a professor of human trafficking and modern slavery at Nottingham University. Uncovers the abuse and suffering powering the digital revolution, explaining that cobalt is an essential ingredient and that the Katagana region in the Democratic Republic holds more of cobalt reserves than the rest of the planet. Kara describes young children and pregnant women mining the metal by hand for $1 a day. Predatory middlemen then sell the cobalt to foreign and state-owned mining operations who supply the materials for Apple, Samsung, and Tesla products. The details are harrowing. Young men and women are crushed in tunnel collapses. Women and girls work in radioactive wastewater. Villages are razed and 14-year-olds are shot for seeking better prices. While corrupt government officials siphon the profits from the cobalt industry, ordinary Congolese eke out a base existence characterized by extreme poverty and immense suffering. Here, says the widow of an artisanal miner, it is better not to be born. Throughout Kara's empathetic profiles and dogged reporting on the murkiness of the cobalt supply chain are buttressed by his incisive history lessons on the 19th century plunder of the Congo for ivory and rubber, the CIA-orchestrated overthrow of democratically elected President Patrice Lumumba in 1960, and more. Readers will be outraged and empowered to call for change. Now, I've been aware of this topic for many years, knowing about the Congo and the cobalt, but the book obviously highlights this, and it creates the what for many is the cognitive dissonance, but I would call it the Yanantin, the South American Peruvian Andean Mountains, that's it, the Taoist. And also in the Taoist tradition, the ability to hold two opposing ideas or frameworks, and rather than judge it as right or wrong or good or bad, just to hold the two opposing ideas to two opposing things and see where that goes. So here we have, wow, what a joy it was. I got to text messages and photos with friends and relatives this holiday with that little bit of cobalt in the phone that was produced under slavery, child abuse, fascist mafia conditions. So, how do we deal with that? How does that get dealt with? I mean, at least this book is the start of the conversation for some. How do we perpetuate the system and the comforts and the gadgets and the things that we have become a part of, the fabric of the society that we are used to and often depend on, when then the opposite pole is that the way that the vast percentage of that is being produced, and this is just one example, the cobalt is only one example, how that is being produced is treating other people as subhuman in horrible conditions. So I'm not going to try to answer that. I mean, one of my ways of dealing with it is to do this, to talk about it, to get the book. I already had an idea for a short story of someone sweating in the Congo and juxtaposing that with modern suburban life. So that's just one way. That's how I deal with it. That's part of how I deal with it. So how many other ways are there to deal with it? I don't know. Umpteen ways. But just to realize that this whole sense of progress and comfort and ease that these gadgets provide, yes, at some level, but do we look at what cost? At what cost in the big picture? Not just at what cost, but the cost not just in monetary, but as far as fair treatment for fellow human beings and for the habitats for the Mother Earth. I mean, the pollution and the toxicness of these products that then get to be marketed as green. The electric batteries in the cars get to be marketed as part of a global push for green energy. So, I'll leave it at that. It might be a while, but that's on the list for a book review. And meanwhile, you can check out the 15-minute interview with Joe Rogan podcast, explains heart-wrenching source of electric vehicle iPhone batteries, discussing the book by Siddharth Kara, Cobalt Red, How the Blood of the Congo Powers Our Lives. I will say also you can read Eduardo Galeano's Open Veins of Latin America, and another book is also The Broad Spectrum of Africa by Tom Burgess, called The Looting Machine. And I'll just read the chapters, Unspeakable Richness, Here It Is Better Not to Be Born. That's a quote. Those two are quotes. The Hills Have Secrets, Colony to the World. Another quote, If We Do Not Dig, We Do Not Eat. Another quote, We Work in Our Graves. The Final Truth, Epilogue. And let's see, an opening epigraph. Such then was the main task, to convince the world that this Congo horror was not only and unquestionably a fact, but that it was not accidental or temporary or capable of internal cure, to demonstrate that it was at once a survival and a revival of the slave mind at work, of the slave trade in being. That's by E.D. Morrell, History of the Congo Reform Movement, 1914. That's just looking online. That's looking online at the book. But this is the story of the commodification and the consumerism and the commercialization aspect of colonization. That it is a feeding, It's a matter of feeding, and where is the energy coming from? So, much to ponder, and if you have any bright ideas, let me know. Thanks for listening, and be well. And blessings for 2023.